Good morning, everybody. John Huckenberry here. You know, we're sick of thinking outside the box. In a moment, we're going to look at the economy from inside the cardboard box in just a moment. But first, come on. A quick update now from the mighty Quinn. Mark Quinn, host of South Carolina ETV and Radio's public affairs program, The Big Picture. He's in his studios at Columbia ETV broadcasting house there, Central. Mark Quinn, good morning.
John, one of these days, I'm going to come on the radio and I'm going to have something good to say about South Carolina. I promise.
You know, that's the question. I mean, since Joe Wilson made that liar remark on Wednesday night, we've been getting a lot of reaction from residents of your state. Listen to this.
A lot of us in South Carolina, I'm sure, want to completely apologize for the outburst. Many of us have labored for over 100 years trying to improve the image of people from the Southeast, and we have a long way to go still, apparently.
Is that the kind of reverberation you're getting there in South Carolina to Joe Wilson sort of lipping off at the president?
I would say more of that than not. Now, of course, in this state, as ruby red as you're going to get, he does have his backers. He does have people who say, oh, way to stand up for yourself there, Joe. But by and large, the phone call that you just heard right there is more of what I've been hearing, that even if they thought he was right, that it was such a complete lack of civility that, you know, good Southerners just don't act that way.
That's right. And civility is what being from South Carolina is all about. Here's Alice Barker, who's a listener who called.
This is Alice Barker. I'm from South Carolina, and I enjoyed Obama's speech, but I was once again embarrassed to be from South Carolina thanks to Joe Wilson. I felt that was very disrespectful of the office of the president.
Now, disrespect or not, does this change at all the dynamics? I mean, is Joe Wilson's seat safe? Are there people in the GOP worried about what's going on in that state?
Look, you know, that there's an old saying. Scott Huffman, my political science analyst on my program, always tells me, you know, in some of these districts in South Carolina, if you're a Republican, you're safe unless you're caught in bed with a dead woman or a live boy. You know, I mean, it's just that easy to win. I mean, that might be a crude way to put it.
That is a crude way to put it. Yeah.
But his opponent, who he ran against last time, Rob Miller, will be running against him again next time. He's already raised $500,000 just in the last 24 hours alone.
All right.
A lot of that's come from across the country. So, you know, he will have a significant challenge this time. But, you know, in this state, the way the districts are drawn and gerrymandered,
it's tough to say. Let's change the subject a little bit here, okay?
What I am certainly trying to say is that it is not okay to short-circuit an ethics process to try and get the result that you want.
Actually, we didn't change the subject. That's your governor, Mark Sanford. That's a whole other embarrassment there, right? We didn't even get a chance to talk about that. Quick update on Mark.
He seems to be taking leave of his senses a little bit more every single day.
Well, I mean, stay safe down there in South Carolina. We got to go, Mark Quinn. But great stuff. Mark Quinn, host of the South Carolina ETV and Radio's public affairs program, The Big Picture. Thanks, Mark.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.